Hi, welcome to Mondays with Maya. I am so excited that you have taken the time to visit us here. This podcast is just to get everyone familiar with the work that we do at Open Door Living Association and Belief Eclectic Learning, where we are just really focusing on how to be culturally sensitive and inclusive in our work with clients with autism. I am Maya Jai. I am the founder of Open Door Living Association. My husband, Amadou Jai, and I are the acting CEOs. The DBA for Open Door Living Association is Belief Eclectic Learning, which is the Applied Behavior Analysis Therapy Clinic. Belief is an acronym which stands for Believe, Enrich, Lift, Instruct, Encourage Future Generations. I started Open Door Living Association as Open Door Montessori Academy in 1994, and that was our early child program, which basically was just using the Montessori philosophy back then. The Montessori model is really about following the child and realizing the connection to learning is actually from the hand to the mind, is what the philosopher Maria Montessori believed. And so as the bridge of Montessori schools and things kind of began to develop from Maria Montessori's foundation of how she understood clients, how she understood students, how she understood how children learn. And really in that discovery came about a hands-on kind of teaching program so that children are exposed at a very early age to all of the curriculums that we teach: math, science, language, geography, cultural studies, all of those different components, practical living, adaptive skills, is all done through teaching in a hands-on way so that the child actually has an experience with different materials that will advance their learning. I always understood that children's learning is definitely facilitated through a community approach, through the world in which they live in. I think that the ideas started back then in 1994, where in our Montessori program, we actually had different classrooms that were representative of a different continent. And the children will often have experiences from diverse backgrounds, whether we had intern students or visiting students, and actually just give them exposure to different cultures. We ran that program, and it evolved into several other arms: Open Door Living Services, Open Door Living Association, which is our nonprofit. And that's where we are today. As I moved along in my career, I found that a lot of our learning is really shaped in who we are as a collective, and also what our worldview is basically made up. So in that consideration, the child that is from an Arabic family has similar exposure to somebody that is from a different culture, but also very individual experiences that are only relative to their particular culture. And what I begin to question is, how does culture influence the way that we learn? And how does culture actually impact the way that parents are interacting with their children? What is acceptable, what is not acceptable, the things that they value most? So in expanding into the ABA realm, which is just the study of behavior, applied behavior analysis, I discovered that that is really a missing component to understand how does culture influence the way in which any service would be able to impact the child's social behavior, their interaction into the world, and what are all of the variables that need to be considered when we are working with a child that has autism, and how do we work in a cultural context that is sensitive and most relevant to the family. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you next week and having more of a conversation about what it is that we do.